Hey folks, this is the Channel 9 Dev Team, and we decided to start doing weekly updates, sort of developer diary fashion, where we're going to go through what we built over the past week. It's sort of sprint-like, similar to the Agile stuff and the Scrum stuff we've been doing, but shortened down into a week, taking you through what we built, how that gets us closer to shipping 9, and then we hopefully will keep doing this after we ship 9. And we'll be showing you all sorts of new, exciting stuff. So this being the very first one, we're going to go back a bit. We're going to show you some of the stuff we were building in the past month. And then we're going to show you what we just finished this week as well. So we'll be showing some of the new semi-quote-like features that we like to call targeted reply. Something that's already live on Channel 8 and I believe on Edge as well. And then we're going to be showing you some of the work we've just recently done around mixed mode authentication, which has been done to enable us to have both Live ID and username and password forms authentication working at the same time. Currently on our live sites, none of the V4 sites work like that, so we have to get that work done before Channel 9 ships, since it does support both types of authentication. I'm going to switch over now to Sampy, who's going to explain some of the authentication stuff, or actually, we'll switch to Eric first and have him go through and show some of the targeted reply content. And I will stop talking because I'm sick and I sound horrible. Okay. What are we looking at now, Eric?
We're looking at the specific reply feature.
I called it targeted reply.
Targeted reply. I've called it in reply to. We don't really have an official name for it. It's just, so 90% of quoting in our current system is just people saying, hey, I was replying to this person. And it gets really ugly because quotes get huge and gross. So now we're actually keeping track of who you replied to and showing you who you replied to. So if I look at this awesome test thread, we can see that if I say reply to myself again here by clicking reply, I'll get a nice little in reply to box here that shows which one I'm replying to. So, and I don't know if you can pick it up on the camera, but you can see when I roll over it, I get highlighting on the one, so I can visually see, you know, where it is, or if it's not on the same page I'm on, or whatever, I can, you know, just click to expand it, and I can see it here. And then I can make my new reply. And click add, so my new post now is, you can see the highlighting again, in reply to the original one that I replied to. So, it's the same control, so we wanted to keep the UI consistent across the board. So you just always see this control of, I can expand it, I can roll over it and see the highlight, or this is actually the permalink, so I can click on it and go back to it physically, like if it's on a different page or a different thread completely. Because the other thing you can do is, if I reply again to myself, but I want to start, you know, a new discussion based off of that comment, like, it's very off-topic and I want to start, you know, a new thread, and I say, start related discussion, put in a subject, say new thread, what he said was so cool, and when I click,
you make awesome test threads.
I do. I impress myself. So then you'll notice we go to the new thread that was created, and I don't get a rollover this time because the original thread is, you know, on a completely different page. But from here I can expand it and see that was the one that I replied to, or I can click the permalink, and we go back to the thread and don't scroll down. Usually the feature scrolls down. So, of course, nothing ever works completely. But anyway, it usually will scroll down then and highlight the one that I clicked on to go back to. So, you know, we know this doesn't cover everything for quoting. Like, you know, sometimes you want to say something particular to different parts of what they said. But this should, for now, cover, you know, a good 90% of what quoting was used for. So.
Great. So if you do want to tear apart someone's thread line by line.
Yes. If you.
This isn't going to do it for you, but this certainly is a cleaner way to do it, since you have to expand to see the actual.
And down the road, we'll figure out how to do quoting, but this will cover most situations.
We'll add a tear my opponent to shreds button. Or
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So that was actually something we did in the previous sprint, as we were talking about before. And then in this sprint, one of the main things we worked on, Sampy's going to talk about, was mixed mode authentication. With any of these features, we pick different people to show them, but it's worth noting that everyone works on it, because we all work on these things together.
Yes.
So if you particularly hate a feature, don't take the person who showed it in the video as the person you should vent on.
Hey, are you saying that the reply to stuff is going to get a lot of bad feedback?
It could.
What do you say?
It could. So, Sampy, mixed mode authentication.
Mixed mode authentication. So, on all of our sites, there's currently only one way to log in. So we just had a setting, use live ID, true or false, and you can pretty much guess what that did. With mixed mode, we have the idea that you can be both a forms user, have a forms authenticated password or a live ID password. And some people saw both because you're on channel 9. And actually, all this builds on some work Duncan did when he built our membership database back for, I believe it was Mix that we first built it for.
Yeah.
A while ago. Anyway. And you can see it today because 10 and Visit Mix share users. So if you've logged into 10 and you go to log into Visit Mix, it's the same username and password, your profile is the same, all that. And Edge and Channel 8 share a user base. And there's two separate membership databases now. But the way it's built, we could smash them all together and there'd just be kind of one person. But that's for the future. For now, it's mixed mode authentication. We still use ASP.NET forms authentication under the hood. But we have a separate table we've added which keeps track of any number of different authentication modes, the user ID, and the key for that mode. For example, for live ID, you get this passport user ID or PUID, and we use that as your key for... you can get an API key if you want to write an app that calls against it. Some of our internal tools do that. You'll get a GUID for that. And the system is extensible for anything we come up with, so card space or whatever. We're not promising anything, but we're just saying that we're awesome. So what I'm going to show you today is the process of going through signing up as a Live ID user for the first time. So you come to our site, you click sign in, you sign up with Live ID, and picking a username, all that kind of stuff, as well as associating an existing Channel 9 account with a Live ID. So logging in with forms auth, or just logging in with your Live ID and putting in your Channel 9 username and getting it to associate. So let's take a look.
Okay. I'm just going to do the shaky cam thing here and go over to the screen.
All right. So I'm going to go back to the home page, and I'm going to sign Eric out here.
Oh, you were signing as him.
Think
of what we could do in the test.
I know. We
could hack my account.
Yeah, because I can't just go get the password or anything. We'll start off with a brand new Niner, someone who's never been here before, coming and joining our site. So they click sign in, they get taken to this yet-to-be co-branded, awesome co-branding page. They put in their password. And they come to this page, where we tell them, create account for Channel 9, enter your username, and if you're already registered, enter your existing username above. So I'm going to be demo guy. Hey, the username's available. It'll automatically just check it after you've stopped tagging for how many seconds? One or two?
One, I think.
1 second, it'll do
I didn't realize you guys had actually got that done. That's cool.
Yes.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So you put in demo guy, you click join. It creates the user, and you're actually taken to your edit profile page. And there's a little message up here, which, again, yet to be styled, that says, welcome to Channel 9. Please take a moment to tell us about yourself. So you can put in all your information here, save your profile, or you can click the go back to Channel 9, which is basically will take you back to wherever you first clicked sign in. I did it from the home page. You click go back, and if you notice over here, my profile link and sign out, I'm now signed in as demo guy. So pretty simple experience for someone who's just joining the site with Live ID. If you'll notice, new users have to use Live ID. We're not going to let new people sign up with Forms Off anymore. So there's that.
But, and this is the voice of the dev lead here, you can still authenticate with your username and password, and we're not forcing you to switch that to Live ID, although we may be encouraging it.
Yes.
But that's something we can we can discuss as time goes on.
So that was me running some SQL scripts to unhook that Live ID so I can use it again, so I don't have to have a million fake accounts. This is all happening in the test Live ID environment running against my machine, so if you get clever and try to pause the video and read the URLs, they won't work.
And I'm not actually filming the URLs at the moment.
Oh,
so.
Nice. Haha, take that, guys. So, say you want to sign in as your old Channel 9 account with your Forms Off password. You'll come here, this will be much easier to read, but it says, have an old school Channel 9 account. They'll probably have me change that. It says, log in here. You click this, and you're taken to a good old Forms Off page. So I can log in as Sampy, my super secret password.
That we now know how long it is.
Oh my god, I'm so scared. You know my dev database password.
Yeah.
when you come here, again, I'm logged in. If I hover over profile,
you have more choices.
I have more choices. I have the admin button because I'm an admin. Most of you have never seen that. But I also have this, the switch to Live ID button. Here we're encouraging you to move to Live ID from Forms Off. Now, it says switch because it's not an association. It's a one-way trip out of Forms Off. I mean, we're strongly encouraging you to go to Live ID because eventually maybe we don't want to do Forms Off anymore. We don't know. But Live ID is what we want you to use. So you click switch, you're taken to the Live ID sign-in page because we obviously need you to sign in. So I'll put in the same... Well, there's no way that's right. Now when you come back, it says, associate your Channel 9 account with Windows Live ID. So, if you notice, it went and found my avatar. It pre-populated my username. There's a link. If it's not me, I can change it. And it wants me to put in my Channel 9 password. So I do that. I click switch to Live ID. Ta-da! Now, if you notice, the sign-in, or switch to Live ID is gone. And the sign-out URL will actually take me to Live ID. You guys probably can't even read the status bar, but it's the Live ID sign-out, not our sign-out. So now, the Sampy account is switched to Live ID. It's actually undone. It's gotten rid of my Forms Off password. I can't log in with that anymore. I'm now Live ID only. So.
And if I don't use the same Live ID account that I used to use on Channel 9, but I'm using Forms Authentication currently, that'll work, right?
That'll work. So if you know your Forms Off username and password, but you know you put a Live ID on there somewhere, but you don't know what it is, you sign in with the Forms Off password, you can associate with Live ID, and you're good to go. You can't jump between Live IDs right now, but it's like change your account to be a different Live ID. It's something we've talked about, but there's technical hurdles there. But you can move to Live ID, you can start up a new user with Live ID. And I'll show you one more scenario here. But first, I have to reset my password so that I can be a Forms Off guy again, and recycle the app pool so that the cache gets rid of it. Okay. And very first page. Okay, so now it should be back to the default state where Sampy is a Forms Off user. So I can click sign in. Sign in with a Live ID. I come into this page now. It says, already registered, enter your existing username above. So I can type in Sampy, and it'll go figure me out, get my avatar so I can make sure that I'm associating with the right account. I can put in Sampy's password, and now I've switched to Live ID. Just that simple. So if before we or after launch you decide you want to go from Live ID right out of the gate, just come in, log in with your Live ID, put in your username and password, we'll get you switched over real quick.
Okay.
So that's mixed mode authentication.
So essentially, on Channel 9 today, we don't really distinguish. We let you sign in with either,
right,
and create accounts with either, and that's, in the case here, the only real change is that you can only create an account using Live ID. But right. all the existing accounts using forms auth, username and password, yep. still good, golden.
It's all still going to work.
One change that happens behind the... that happens in all of our systems right now, in all of our V4 systems, is we've gotten rid of storing people's email addresses. That's been done as sort of a privacy, personally identifiable information issue. But what that means is that, in general, if you are signed in with a username and password, we're not going to be keeping the old email addresses around. Just something to note, it'll explain why we can't send you email. That's essentially the main restriction it gives us.
Right.
But otherwise, I think that's pretty much all we have to show you.
What are we working on next?
What are we working on next?
What are we going to have for next week?
What are we going to have for next week?
Well, let's... That's Eric, actually.
Oh!
I've gotten all Scoble. I'm holding the tripod at this point. But what are we working on next? Well, there's a few key things.
Yeah, so the big one is homepage redesign. So, and that's more than the homepage, really. We're changing the site from what the beta looks like today.
To that you didn't see that today.
yeah, that's still what the beta looks like. We updated it so it sort of looks like 10, so it's got the little featured area and stuff like that. But David has some mock-ups for a new design that we'll see how, what you guys think. we really like it. So it's, hopefully you guys.
Is there anything about it you can tell us other than it's new and different?
It's still orange. Okay.
It's still orange.
It's still orange.
Okay.
It's all as the nine guy.
Yep.
Cool. The other thing we're working on is Duncan's working on banning.
Yes, sure you've got to be able to ban people.
Got to make sure we be able to ban people. And after that, there's some fit and finish stuff on the wiki, which actually I don't think you guys have ever seen, so I can probably just show you that whole thing next week. And some of the error pages, because as funny as the one where I'm going... is we're gonna go with something professional. I don't really understand that, but whatever. Then data import and other. Well, we'll get to that next week. But
red on red
is somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, that may not be next week, but it is definitely one of the things we're working on in the near future.
Yes.
Yep.
Great. Yeah. So banning, of course, as Sampy mentioned, is what I'm working on. I'm not implementing a spam voting system, which I'm sure will make some people happy and some people sad. Who knows? Okay. Well, that's. I have no idea if this is facing at me or not.
I'll take it.
You're gonna take it. That's all we got for now. Hopefully, my voice will be better next time, and we'll do this again next week. Thanks a lot.